Blog Talk Radio.
I made a decision to want to go into the music business after having a good time at just singing out my ass off at this show in upstate New York. It's kind of like a show, a dance or something. Then I, well, you know, like 28 years now. So it was, well, it has its ups and downs. And I feel I haven't yet accomplished what I really wanted. To release two albums, you know, Doves Tonight, Songs Past and Present, and, you know, To the World. And what was the other? Doves Night Songs too. I think that's a great triumph, despite the obstacles. But as you say, you know, 30 years can wind down, you know, as you get older. I'm always creative. I'm always being part of music in one way or the other. This has been an indelible part of my life. In other words, it'll always be a part of my life. You spent 30 years at it. That's a very, very long time. But there will come a time but I would have to retire from not just, you know, performing, but singing, making records and stuff like that, you know, for a new outlook and do something different, even though that's heartbreaking for me to say, from a life that has been so much filled with horrific, humble beginnings and horrific situations and turmoil and tragic stuff. Nevertheless, despite of it all, I consider it a triumph, and to at least do what I need to do. Those albums are always going to be out there. I'm always going to be a creator of some type. Music will always be a part of me. It's one way or the other. It's just progressing to the next level of evolution that I have in this one life that I have. For someone who's been through a lot, who has been deprived of so much, it is painful for me to talk about because, you know, I always believe you can't stop with dreams. And I still believe that. That's why, even though I may retire professionally, because at a professional level, I will do something musically or something creatively always because I have to. And I'm not trying to feel sorry for myself. It's the truth. It's just basically the truth. I feel I deserve more than, you know, what I've got. But it's okay. It's the way it is. There's nothing I can do but create and continue to dream. The dream can come true. It came true with the release of those albums for the world to buy. And that's good. At this time, it's good enough to say that I will continue. I'm not quitting or retiring right now. I am going to release another CD full of songs that I've done. I wanted to tell you I was going to try. The record company I'm affiliated with, I was going to try to release a rock song I've done. Well, a while ago, it's called Trauma. To show my solidarity as a rock and roll singer. But I am also a pop singer, so. And I wanted to tell everybody out there who is struggling, or because I'm one of them, you know, don't give up on your dreams. Things can change. You know, I've done so much, you know. I'm also interested in art and as an actor, as a book writer, as a photographer, as an album designer, as a video director. I'm a graphic artist. I'm in so many other forms of creativity, but music is definitely going to always be part of it. You will know, I want to let you know that even though if I decide to retire, there will be albums out periodically of greatest hits. So I'm going to see about if I can release this song Trauma, but I don't know. I have to get it set up or whatever, and it will be on the next one. You know, there's not much I could do, you know, but I feel I've done a lot with my music. My company that I'm affiliated with, Big Lucky Guy Publishing Worldwide, it still will always be in existence. So I am affiliated with the company as well as the record company. So if you have any answers or concerns about what I say or my music, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 on Twitter. I speak a lot on Twitter about all kinds of things. Some weird, some way out. Some people will even consider it PR situations, but it's not, you know. I'm very much aware. I have my own personality, my own way of expressing myself, but I'm much aware, you know. But go for your dreams. The thing is, I would say, is that you always have to try. If you don't know, then try if it's positive. If I didn't try in 1998 to go for my dream, I would have never known. So I'd be wondering for the rest of my life, what if I did this or did that? But nevertheless, it did come true for it to be worldwide. It's important for me to realize that I came a long way. It's an evolution of songs that I did over this long period. And it was so much stuff related in my life that's connected to these songs. Outkast and Unique were just the struggles in Hollywood when I was younger throughout not getting into, you know, that deal with a major label or a bigger indie label or, you know, being judged when I was performing. You know, I had, you know, like any performer, I had to deal with those days when people were rude. I sang on stage and this guy laughed at me and said, I can't sing, and I just shouted at him. And, you know, there's ups and downs, but most of the time, people who saw me were very nice. But that's part of the industry. I don't let the naysayers stop me because I kept doing it for 30 years. I'm not retiring right now. I want to let you know. And let you know that those songs, including the new one, I'm Over You, are available for you to buy. But I wanted to let you know that I'm Over You was kind of like just letting go. It's a heartbreaking, it's about a heartbreaking relationship that was very painful to me. But it was best that it was over. It was it could mean business, it could be friendship, it could be whatever. So I hope you like that song. I really want to be with you. It was just played. You know, it's there for you to buy. And again, I'm Over You is available on Dove Knight's Songs Past and Present, which is available on iTunes for you to buy. And what's the other one? Dove Knight's Songs. I did two different album versions of it to let you know what it's all about. So I'm not retiring. I'm still at it. It's about overcoming and believing. In order to know about things, you have to take a chance. We all belong on this planet. We all belong in something. I wanted to say that I'm still going to, you know, be around a little. You know, as I get older, I did so much performing when I was younger that I feel now, after 28 years, that I don't have nothing to prove in the performing circuit. However, as I said before, I would like to perform, but I did so much performing for a long period of time. This is the truth. From public access shows to singing in Studio City, to singing in the Symphony in the Valley, to definitely singing in West Hollywood, the Sunset Strip, to singing all over. I was really interested when I first came out here and I wanted to get on stage and sing a rock song. It was at the Palomino in North Hollywood. Kind of interesting because it was a country club. They love country music. So interesting. I didn't get a lot of claps, but that was interesting. And another time where I sung in Hollywood at Fountain Street off the Hollywood 405 freeway. It was a club that I sang. One of my first performances. Yes, I did. It was in West Hollywood. I'm sorry, it was in Hollywood, the city of Hollywood. It was great. Off the 405 freeway, it was a little club there. So that was great. In 1991, I did so much performing, and I have nothing to prove, but I will be out there in one way or the other in music. I feel I'm a veteran, you know? I am a veteran of the industry, no matter what, because my songs have been released professionally, was distributed worldwide, so my songs have been heard all over the planet, even though it's not, I haven't, you know, known yet, but it's all over, you know. It was a joy to do. But I must still be out there, you know, in one way or the other. But it was just part of the hardship. I had so much tragedy in more ways than one. When people hear me say that, they're like, why is I speaking so negative? I'm not. I'm just telling like it is. I still believe that things could change because I experienced so much. And I'm okay, you know. I am. I'm so okay. I'm still going to be there. One way I'm going to sing. And that's what I truly believe. Now here's one of another songs on song, Past and Present. Some stories, bring back memories of my 28-year odyssey. that continues to go on today. Forever Run Through Time was released on compilations. And it was heard by KOS in Southern California, but I guess they liked it, but they didn't want like me. That's the truth. There were some other stories I remember. It's like a reminisce. There was another story where, you know, when I first came out here in 91, I was homeless and I was in and out of places. And I had no band, I had no money, I had no songs, I didn't write or nothing. And I wrote all these songs by lyrics. I just started writing lyrics, and I didn't know how to write lyrics, so I just started writing lyrics. But I didn't have time to write it. You know, I just had it in my suitcase and a whole year to write a song. And I had all this yellow piece of paper, and it became a song for my first demo, which was several, you know, months later. And the next year, 92, I was still out here. I was going through a lot home-wise, off and on homelessness, and I wrote Outkast. Because I was homeless, I was in a coffee shop, I think, you know, getting robbed and living on the streets. Then there was an incident where, you know, I was very shy, and I hated to admit, at the time there was a karaoke craze, and I loved to sing, so I went to sing because I was kind of shy. So singing in front of a karaoke club, a few, helped me overcome my timidity. So when I started making my own demos and got into groups, I became very comfortable in front of the camera. So I was shy, and that was fun. The West Hollywood situation, I told this story where I was singing and I drank something. I wasn't drinking no alcohol or anything. And something wasn't right after I drank something. And I felt like passing out after I sang on stage. And it was so funny because I walked out of Coconut Teaser and I was disoriented and I didn't know where I was going. I spent the whole night walking the streets of West Hollywood all disoriented, like I took a drug or something. And I laid on the ground, and then these homeless people just wanted to come after me, and I start running, and it took me to 5 or 6 in the morning to get home. And I was like, well, where then? So that was a very interesting situation. There were some interesting things where someone, I sang at a coffee shop. What was it? In the West Hollywood Studio City. And one person said, I blew her away because of my voice. So I thought that was very nice. Yes, I had the bad things that happened from people making fun of me and for me, you know, all that stuff. And I just kept singing. A heart of a warrior is just to believe in oneself. So continue to dream no matter what the naysayers say. And yeah, people listen to my demos or listen to me. They say, get all the times. I cannot sing. I'm just a songwriter. And I say, I can't sing. I'm not just a songwriter. For me, singing is more important because it goes with the songs that I sing, you know. I create a melody with my voice vocally. If I'm not using an instrument, and I'm not the greatest musician there is, I don't even practice regularly because of where I live, because I don't want to cause a lot of noise or to cause attention to myself. But I think it's part of who I am. I think I consider my voice more important than songwriting. People say, oh, your voice sucks. I think I got a great voice. Maybe it doesn't show on the record, but it really is there. I just think it's part of the song. And when singing goes, then my songwriting goes. It's just go hand in hand for me. before I wrote a song, I think. So that's how important it is. So I will continue to sing and to write, continue to dream. I hope your dreams come true. And like, I hope mine's come true. I really do. And, you know, people looked at my tummy and said I was too fat to be a singer. And I always say, and I dealt with that, and I said, I continue to sing despite having a unique disposition. You know, that's what it was, having being unique. Your dreams come true. Like our minds come true, because we all deserve to be happy. Good night from Dove Knight. I am not retiring, but eventually I will. But no matter what happens, music is always a part of me. And hopefully, and I know music will be a part of you too. See you soon.